Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Senior Services volunteer Jim Hancock talks with longtime friend and former Meals on Wheels volunteer coordinator Sally McLeod. Jim shares a beautiful story illustrating that the Meals on Wheels program provides seniors with so much more than just a hot meal.
Jim, tell me about a few of the folks that you remember from your routes over the years.
Well, I think the one that stands out in my mind is Carlisle. He was a little bitty frail fella and blind. And I would always stop and talk to him, have a chat with him, or help him feed his chickens or do something. when I would take his meal to him. And as this day I went there, he was standing on the porch, a little porch, and with his blind staff, white staff with a red tip on it, holding it out to the sides with a stiff arm, just standing there. And I said, "Carlisle, you look like Moses standing there." Well, he just broke up laughing. He thought that was the most delightful thing he had ever heard.
I bet.
And then I thought, well, I'll go one step further with him. I teased him a little bit. I said, "Carlisle, you know how you make holy water?" And he said, "No, how you make holy water?" I said, "You boil hell out of it." Well, he just dissolved in laughter. So we became great friends, and I became brother, and he was brother, and I was brother to him. And on one day, last day that I went, his son had a stroke and was sitting there, and Carlisle was not in his usual place. And I said, "Where's Carlisle?" And he motioned over to the room next to me. I said, "Is he sick?" And he said, "Yes." I said, "Is it all right if I step in there and speak to him?" She said, "Please do." So I went around the corner into this little dingy room. And there in the corner on a mat on the floor was Carlisle, rolled up in the fetal position on his side. And so I knelt down beside him and rubbed his back and the back of his head. I said, "Carlisle, this is brother. I brought you a hot meal. Eat it, you might feel better." Well, his little eyes fluttered open and tears welled up in his eyes and ran down his cheeks across his little quivering lips. And he said, "Thank you, brother, thank you." Well, I knew Carlisle was dying, or at least I thought he was.
Right.
2 days later in the paper was a picture of Carlisle in his Army uniform. Mm. And it went on to tell about the citations that he had won for bravery during the Second World War and the Battle of the Bulge.
Oh, my goodness, Jim.
There was some Moses in him.
There absolutely
and
was.
And I think about him. Just every now and then, I'll think about dear little Carlisle, little sweet fella, and we had a real relationship.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.